सविश्वजन्म स्थिति संयमार्थे कृतावतारः प्रगृहीतशक्तिः चकार कर्माण्यति पुरुषाणि यानीश्वराकीर्तयतानि मह्यम् Canto 3, Chapter 5, Text Number 16. Kindly chant all those superhuman transcendental activities of the Supreme Controller, the Personality of a Godhead, who accepted incarnations fully equipped with all potencies for the full manifestation and maintenance of the cosmic creation. Vidur was undoubtedly very eager to hear about Lord Krishna in particular, but he was overwhelmed because Lord Krishna had just passed away from visible world. He therefore wanted to hear about him in his Purusha incarnations, which he manifests with full potencies for the creation and maintenance of the cosmic world. The activities of the Purusha incarnations are but an extension of the activities of the Lord. This hint was given by Vidura to Maitreya because Maitreya could not decide which part of the activities of the Lord Krishna should be chanted. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमणोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो इन दिस टेक्स्ट विदुर जी इज आस्किंग मैत्रेय ऋषि दैट ही वांटेड टू हियर अबाउट द पर्टिकुलर इनकार्नेशंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड which are fully equipped with all potencies for the full manifestation and maintenance of the cosmic creations. So here we can understand Vidurji is asking about the particular incarnations of the Lord. And these are the Purusha incarnations, who came to create this material world. Like Mahavishnu, which is known as a Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Kshurodakshaya Vishnu. These are the Purusha avatars of the Lord. From Karanodakshaya Vishnu, the Mahatattva comes out. From the pores of the skin of Mahavishnu, innumerable galaxies or Brahmandas, they come. And then that same Mahavishnu, he himself expands and becomes Garbhodshayi Vishnu. This Garbhodshayi Vishnu, he enters in each and every universe, Brahmanda. From his navel, nabhi, one lotus flower sprouts that comes up. On top of that lotus, he creates Brahma, who is the second creator. Or in other language, we can say he is an engineer. As any engineer, he gets the raw material available. He puts them together and he creates some building. So same way, Brahmaji, he gathers all the ingredients that has came out of the body of Mahavishnu. All the 24 elements from which this whole cosmic manifestation has made up of. And then he mixes them together as per the proper proportions. And then he creates different sort of bodies. Like Jalajanava Lakshani, Stavara Lakshavinshati, Kromayorudra Sankhyako, Timshal Lakshani Pashavaha, Chatur Lakshani Manavaha. So like that, he creates 84 lakh species of lives. And then soul enters in that bodies along with super soul. So this super soul is another expansion of Lord, which is known as Kshirodshayi Vishnu or Paramatma. So this Kshirodshayi Vishnu, he enters in everyone's heart, not only human beings, but all 84 lakh species of life. And he gives smriti and vismriti to the living entity, whether he should remember or he should forget about the things. This super soul, he becomes Anumanta, sanctioner of our activities. And he always resides in our heart. So this Purusha avatars, like Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodshayi Vishnu and Kshirodshayi Vishnu, they are created with the full potency for the manifestation of this creation and maintenance of this creation. Is that clear?
All of them lie on different types of
oceans. Like as per the different kalpas of Brahma, Mahavishnu sometimes he just lies in the outer space. In some kalpa it is said he lies in the Maha Aranava, means big ocean. So it depends upon his manifestation, how he wanted to manifest himself. When Vidurji was asking Maitreyaji that he wanted to hear about Lord's wonderful pastimes, so Maitreyaji was little bit perplexed. From where should I start to speak about Krishna? Because he has innumerable incarnations. He has innumerable pastimes which are sung by Lord Ananta with his innumerable mounds for time immemorial. And still they have not finished. So from where should I start? The glorification of their lordship and his wonderful qualities and his different incarnation. So he was a bit perplexed. Then here Vidurji is giving him a hint that from where he should start about speaking the Lord. And here he says, please let me know about those particular incarnations of the Lord which are known as the Purusha avatars, from whom this whole cosmic manifestation is created and maintained. And then Shukadeva Goswami, he explains in the next verse. Sayevam Bhagavan Prishtha Kshatatra Kausharavo Munihi Pumsam Nishreyasarthena Tam Ahabahumanayan. Shukadeva Goswami said, the great sage Maitreya Muni, after honoring Vidur very greatly, began to speak at Vidura's request for the greatest welfare of all people. The great sage Maitreya Muni is described as Bhagavan because he surpassed all ordinary human beings in learning and experience. Thus, his selection of the greatest welfare service for the world is considered authoritative. The all-inclusive welfare service for the entire human society is devotional service to the Lord. And as requested by Vidur, the sage described the same appropriately. Sa evam Bhagavan Prashtaha. Prashta means being requested. By whom? Kshatra. Kshatra is Vidurji. And what he requested him? Pumsam Niryashyasarthe Tam Aham Bahumanayam. Please let me know what is the greatest welfare of the whole humanity. And then further it is said from the text 18, Maitreya, he started about, first of all he glorified Vidurji and then he started glorify their lordship. And here in the text 8, Maitreya Rishi says, Sadhu Prashtam Tvaya Sadho Lokan Svadhva Anugrahanta Kirti Vitanvata Loke Atmano Adhokshajatmanaha. He said, O Vidur, all glory unto you. You have inquired from me of the greatest of all goodness, and thus you have shown your mercy both to the world and to me, because your mind is always absorbed in the thoughts of the transcendence. Maitreya Muni, who was experienced in the science of a transcendence, could understand that Vidura's mind was fully absorbed in transcendence. Adhokshaja means that which transcends the limits of sense experience. Of a sense perception or a sensuous experience. The Lord is transcendental to our senses experience, but he reveals himself to the sincere devotee. Because Vidur was always absorbed in thought of the Lord, Maitreya could estimate Vidura's transcendental value. He appreciated the valuable inquiries of Vidur and thus thanked him with a great honor. Sadhu Prushtam Tvaya Sadho. Lokan Sadhu Anugrahat Anugrahanta. Kirti Vitanvata Loke Atmano Adhokshaja Atmanaha. So here Maitreya Rishi is saying, hey Vidura, what you have asked is definitely the most beneficial thing for the whole humanity. And why you have asked about this? I know, because you are totally absorbed in thinking of the Lord. Always, constantly. And because of that, you are asking such a wonderful questions. And to understand their Lordship, as we have discussed yesterday, it's not in the limits of our senses, as we have four defects. Yesterday evening we discussed about this. Because of these four defects, we are not able to transcend the modes of material nature. Unless and until you go beyond the modes of material nature, Lord never becomes visible to you. Naita chitram tvaikshatra badarayana viryaje grihito ananya bhavena yastvaya harire ishvaraha. O Vidur, it is not at all wonderful that you have so accepted the Lord without deviation or of thought. For you were born from the semen of Vyasadeva. The value of a great parentage and noble birth is evaluated here in connection with the birth of Vidura. The culture of human being begins when the father invests his semen in the womb of mother. According to his status of work, a living entity is placed in a particular father's semen. And because Vidur was not an ordinary living entity, he was given the chance to be born from semen of Vyasa. The birth of a human being is a great science, and therefore reformation of the act of impregnation according to the Vedic ritual called Garbhadhana Samskar is very important for generating good population. The problem is not to check the growth of population, but to generate good population on the level of Vidur, Vyasa and Maitreya. There is no need to check the growth of population if the children are born as human beings with all precautions regarding their birth. So-called birth control is not only vicious but also useless. Naita chitram tvai kshatta badarayana viryache. So here, Maitreji is glorifying Vidura. It's very important to understand it, that how person can tries to understand their Lordship. And what are the basic things that one should understand about it? It's very important to know that whoever has inquired about their lordship, definitely they have some background, some pre-qualification. As Vidurji was asking, such a beneficial thing for the whole humanity. It was good for him also, and it was good for the person who is speaking about that. Because he was asking about the wonderful narrations about Lord's pastimes. Because the Lord's pastimes, they purify the person who is speaking it, and that purifies the person who is hearing it. So indirectly, Maitreya Muni, he is thanking Vidura that because of you, now I am going to explain you the wonderful pastimes of the Lordship. Now what is your identity? Kshatar Badarayana Viryaje. He was born from the semen of Vedavyasa. Generally, as explained in this canto only, Karmana Daiva Netrena Jantur Deha Prapatyate. The living entity, he accept the body according to his past karmas. So here he says that naitascha chitram tvai kshatara badarayana viryaje grihito ananya bhavena yat tvaya harir ishvarah. O Vidur, it is not at all wonderful that you have so accepted the Lord without deviation of thought. For you were born from the semen of Vyasadeva. Because your birth is so great, so things what you are doing, definitely they are great. So it's not surprising. The most surprising thing is your birth. Because you were not a common living entity. You were sheltered by the semen of Vyasadeva. And you took birth in this material world. So as explained, the living entity is placed in a particular father's semen. And because Vidura was not an ordinary living entity, he was given a chance to be born from a semen of Vyasa. The birth of human being is a great science, and therefore reformation of the act of impregnation according to the Vedic ritual called Garbhadhan Sanskar is very important for generating good population. Right now, the whole humanity is working on controlling population. But here Prabhupada says that's not the solution of the problems in the society. But the real solution of the problems of the society is to make them Krishna conscious. And how to make them Krishna conscious? By begetting proper souls. With a proper Garbhadhan Sanskar, you will invite a proper living entities to come in this material world, and they can change the whole situation. Otherwise it's not possible. As Prabhupada says, because of unrestricted sense gratification, whatever kids they are taking birth, children they are taking birth, they are unwanted. And if you are unwanted in the society by birth itself, then what you will do the whole life? Only unwanted things, which will not benefit the society at all. then why not accept a proper grihastha ashram, follow all the rules and regulation, follow the samskara system, and beget nice children who can be the future of the society, and society can able to get something from them. Otherwise it's too tough. As Arjuna explained in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that, O Krishna, if women are not protected, definitely there will be growth of unwanted progeny. And that Varna Sankara or unwanted progeny will create a mess in the society. And there will be no rest and peace. So, one has to be informed about the Vedic system of Garbhadhan Samskar, so that they can grow the good population which can take care of the whole human society. So further he says, Mandavya Shapad Bhagavan Praja Sanyamano Yamaha Bhratrukshetre Bhujishayam Jat Satyavati Sutat. Now he is explaining about the previous birth of Vidura. Who was he? And how he has become the son of Shudra. He says, I know that you are now Vidur due to the cursing of Mandavya Muni, and that formerly you were King Yamaraj, the great controller of a living entities after their death. You were begotten by the son of Satyavati, Vyasadev, in the kept wife of his brother. Mandavya Muni was a great sage. Vidura was formerly the controller Yamaraj, who takes charge of the living entities after death. Birth, maintenance and death are three conditional states of the living entity who are within the material world. As the appointed controller after death, Yamaraj once tried Mandavya Muni for his childhood profligacy and ordered him to be pierced with a lance. Mandavya, being angry at Yamaraj for awarding him undue punishment, cursed him to become a Shudra, member of a less intelligent labor class. Thus, Yamaraj took birth in the womb of the kept wife of Vichitravirya, from the semen of Vichitravirya's brother, Vyasadev. Vyasadev is the son of Satyavati by the greater king, Shantanu. The whole thing is gadbad ye hai yahan pe ki this two sentences. The Vyasadev is son of a Satyavati by the great Rishi Parashara, not great King Shantanu, the father of Bhishmadev. It's wrongly typed here. अरे बट व्यासदेव इज द सन ऑफ सत्यवती बाय द ग्रेट किंग शंतनु. इसमें गलत टाइपिंग है. ओह वेदाव्यास में चेंज किया होगा. व्हाट इज रिटन देयर इन दैट बुक? कौन प्रूफ रीडिंग किया यार? एक मिनट, पूरा सारा रेफरेंस ही गड़बड़ कर दिया है यहाँ पर. Thus Yamaraj took birth in the womb of the caved wife of Vichitravirya from the semen of Vichitravirya's brother Vyasadev. Vyasadev is the son of Satyavati by the great sage Parashara, and Vichitravirya is the son of the same Satyavati by the great king Shantanu, the father of Bhishmadev. This mysterious history of Vidura was known to Maitreya Muni because he happened to be the contemporary friend of Vyasadeva. In spite of Vidura's birth from the womb of a caved wife, because he had otherwise high parentage and great connection, he inherited the highest talent of becoming a great devotee of the Lord. To take birth in such a great family is understood to be an advantage for attaining devotional life. Vidura was given this chance due to his previous greatness. Lavida, oh Malik. क्या पढ़ रहे, क्या चल रहा है हमारा, कहाँ हो आप? हिंदी में भी गलत ही लिखा है. व्यासदेव सत्यवती के गर्भ से उत्पन्न भीष्मदेव के पिता शांतनु के पुत्र थे. यही तो प्रॉब्लम है ना. अनुवादक शिव गोपाल मिश्र, और इसका कोई ये नहीं है लगता है. आज भीमा प्रभु को बोलना पड़ेगा. हाँ ले लीजिए प्रभु, आप और दूसरा महाभारत लिखेंगे फिर पकड़ो. सो हियर द प्रीवियस लाइफ ऑफ विदुरा हैज एक्सप्लेन हु वाज ही इन हिज प्रीवियस लाइफ. ही वाज नन अदर देन यमराज. ए He was none other than Yamaraj. Once what happened, Yamaraj, as he has to give appropriate punishment to the living entities as per their bad karma. So once he gave punishment to Mandavya Rishi. Not he directly actually. Mandavya Rishi was got punished by a king and he was put on the lance. And when Mandavya Rishi, he went with his astral body to Yamaloka and he asked Yamraj, what is this? What nonsense is going on? Throughout life, I never remember that I have done any kind of a sin. And why is this kind of a punishment that I have got it? Then Yamaraj, he just looked back into the life of Mandavya Rishi and he saw that when Mandavya Rishi was a small kid, like a 4-5 years old, he pierced one ant with the stick. And because of that, what happened? He has to suffer this sort of a punishment that he got pierced by the lance. And Mandavya Rishi, he said, what rubbish. Up to the age of 5, all small kids, they are like an animal. They don't have their own intelligence. What they do, how they do, they don't have that. Whatever they act instinctly, spontaneously. They never think about this. So how you can consider it is a sinful? And he cursed Yamaraj. You are behaving like a Shudra. You are not using your intelligence. So you should take birth as a Shudra. And he cursed him. And Mandavya Rishi was a great ascetic. He had a tremendous tapobal.
Yes, when this happened, Mandavya Rishi, what he did wrong?
Actually, once there was a king and Mandavya Rishi was sitting there. And one cow came and she passed away from there. And behind that one butcher came. And unintentionally, that butcher, he asked that, have you seen the cow here? He said, yeah, that has gone from this direction. And thus he caused the killing of cow. And king came to know that. So king took him and punished him for this. He gave him this punishment of piercing with the lance. And that's why he went to the Yamaraj and he asked, why? What sort of a things that I have got it? And then, because of that curse, Yamaraj has to take birth in a Shudra family. But again, because of his great heritage and his own great position as a Mahajan, he was begetted by a great personality like a Vyasadeva, who is none other than the Lord's literally incarnation. And because of that, he became a great devotee of the Lord. So everything has some roots. Never happens or nothing happens here by chance. So one has to understand all this. And once you understand the positions of a great personalities, then with awe and reverence, you become humble and you can become receptive to their message. So let's try and hear and discuss about these glorious pastimes of the Lordship and His wonderful devotees, which will purify our heart. And only once the heart is pure, we will become more receptive to hear about the Lord's glories. Hare Krishna.
This is